Well, good morning, Bracken Hunter.
What's up, man?
Here again to do the show for you, yeah.
Can I call somebody out real quick? I don't even know who this person is and his child, I must
say. Oh, my God. Yes, please do. What do you got?
All right. So last night played a twilight round at a very, very expensive golf course in the area. I'm just going to let you take a guess. I'm not going to say any names or anything, but a very, very prestigious golf course in the area, immediate area that things happen at.
Very nice.
So golfing last night, get to a hole, and a guy, you can kind of walk around the course. People ride their bikes around the course, you know, they kind of mind their own business, whatnot. This guy walks up with his child on his shoulders, literally up to the tee box. We're teeing off. We're cool. We're having fun. You know, it's we're not your jerk golfer, if you will. Because there's a lot of jerk golfers out there. They get mad if certain things happen. This guy walks up with his child on his shoulders, right? What's up, guys? How you doing? Doing a little golfing? Yeah, you know, it's a small talk, you know. Typically, the person just keeps walking, right? You know, okay. Nope, he stands there, watches us all tee off. Like, okay, that was kind of interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Go to our balls, follows us down the fairway, and watches each individual shot. Listen to this. We get to the green, and one of my buddies is putting for birdie. Big putt. Especially on this course. If you get a birdie on this course, dude, you're running around. You're cheering like Happy Gilmore.
You're doing well. Yeah, you're doing well. Okay,
this
so big
guy
putt.
Is on the green with us, with his child still on his shoulders. His phone goes off. And he lets it go. So my buddy putts through it, misses the putt, of course.
Oh.
We are like, oh, my God. We just wanted to, like, pull this guy aside. Be like, hey, listen up. Like, we're really cool. You know, we're not the typical golfer out here, though. Let me give you some advice. You're going to get shot, man. Don't be doing that on the course. Like people get pissed.
You beat with a 9-iron. What are you
if
doing?
You did that to the wrong guy, the wrong old guy that's out there that's taking the game really serious. I'm serious, man. You'll get beaten with a club.
You get worked, man. Read the room. Read the room, buddy. That's funny.
You know?
That's funny.
You notice nobody else is doing this.
I just like that he said, so are you guys golfing? What gave it away? The golf clubs? The golf ball?
The golf, right?
What part gave it away that we're golfing here?
It was just like he was totally oblivious of what this game is all about. It was one of those where we drove away and everybody looked at each other, like, and just started
just
laughing.
Did that just happen? Was that like some ghost or what?
Man.
Crazy. So you guys do a little golfing?
Yeah. You know what my buddy said? He says, you know what's the terrible thing about that? Is that kid's going to grow up thinking that's okay. So now there's two of them out there. There's two of these morons.
A kid's going to be a kind of person that gets in your personal space. Like, all right, why don't you back up just a little bit? Just
get a ride in the cart with you? Yeah, jeez, man.
Yeah, I'm tired of biking. Would you mind maybe just giving us a ride down to the clubhouse? No, I would not. I would not give
just
you a ride.
A little bit of etiquette in some things, guys.
No. You guys golfing? Doing a little golfing, are you?
Yeah. I just did. I wanted to pull him aside and be like, man, you're lucky it was us, bro. Like you get chopped down at the knees like Nancy Kerrigan, man.
To be fair, though, it's not like you guys were, you know, going for your pro card or anything like that.
No, we're not. We're out there having fun, but, you know.
It's good. All right. Well, glad you made a new friend on the golf course.
That's my rant. I hope that dude's listening.
Oh, wait. I feel bad now. I feel bad. Messed up that guy's butt. Anyway, enough of Hunter's poor golf form. We got to get to it. It is time for your dumb vocabulary. Are you guys doing some golfing?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Making you smarter, harder every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrus Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, trust the experts. Bintrus Moving and Self Storage got everything you need for the big move, or if you just got a bunch of stuff you want out of the garage or whatever, hit them up. Bintrus Moving and Self Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, boobsy.
What?
Boobsy.
Boobsy? B-O-O-B-S-I-E?
No, B-O-O-B-Z-I-E. Boobsy.
I.e. boobsy. I don't know. Is it like one of those tassels you put on your nips and swing it around?
No, Hunter.
Swing it around like your grandma used to do.
Like when she was dancing on the stage? Damn. No, it's not a tassel you put on your nip. Boobsy.
A boobsy. It sounds like something like on an ad scene on TV. Come on, get your boobsy.
No. You know, it might be a product that you could make. It might be a market
boobsy.
For it. Boobsy. I'm just going to tell you, you're not going to get it. It's a boob koozie. It's when a chick puts a drink in between her breasts.
Right
there.
Like the cleavage?
Yeah, like, you know, maybe she's got her hands full, so she sets the third drink right there.
Isn't
that
warming up, though?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's not like you're, you know, walking through the Serengeti, you know what I mean? Like, it's usually for a short period of time. It probably warms up a little bit.
Did you ever see that video of that lady who, she's in the concert, and she's a bigger lady. With some big chesticles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she's in this concert, and she pulls out like a half gallon, a fifth, a Fireball.
I mean, that's
pulling out beer cans. Like, oh my God!
That's the person you want at the festival theater with you. Yeah, sneak in that booze. That's right. Yeah, she got the boobsy
so
going.
Things in there, man.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's a lot of tucking and maneuvering. You know.
Yeah.
No, it does work. You can't do it with the small rack. You got to have some hangers on there for sure.
Some hangers.
Example: Amy's rack makes an excellent boobsy. It's nice, right in there.
She put a whole wine bottle in there.
You see that? Then where they have the person drink from it, they tip over and say, "That's it's fun." It's usually done at like Senior Frogs on spring break or something like that.
Yeah. Usually that's a good looking girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Most times, not always though. Not always.
Yeah. Hey, if they're big enough, can you like squeeze them together and like take a drink out of it at the same time without using your hands?
Probably. Or what you do is you just put a straw in there and then you just lean down.
Oh, yeah. One of those swirly straws.
Yeah, that's a life hack. It's a life hack right there. So, all right. It's so stupid. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday.
What?
As always, brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Hey, Alexa, Rock 107 WI.